Finally, we are a banana republic. For those fussy on the concept, a banana republic is a term applied to an underdeveloped country whose economy depends on one single agricultural product and whose government is determined to shape a national narrative that favors an authoritarian figure. The culture in a banana republic is bent on spinning. That is, spinning the law in favor of those in power, history to prop up key figures, reality to offer a distorted version of the truth. In a banana republic, fear keeps its citizens on edge, insecure and uncertain. They're ready to expect the outrageous, yet still able to be outraged, but powerless about what happens. A banana republic is a disguised dictatorship, a democracy only in name, maintained by people skilled at making things up and making them look pretty. In a banana republic, there's art and freedom of expression as long as neither tells what happens and upsets the powers that be. A banana republic has a remarkable economy. Everyone is poor and only a few enjoy life. A banana republic is the best country in the world, and don't you dare disagree with it. Since it looks like we achieved this dubious honor, I'm concerned about the future. Will we become a rubber kingdom, an orange dictatorship? Only time can tell. I am Francisco Solares Larrabe, and this is my experience perspective.